Nos vamos ahora para la situación de Oriente Medio. Nos atiende Jennifer Gavito, ella fue secretaria de Estado Adjunto para Oriente Medio. Hoy pertenece al grupo Cohen, donde dirige la práctica de la firma en Oriente Medio. Fue directora de Siria, Líbano, en el Consejo de Seguridad Nacional, directora adjunta para África del Norte, jefa de la sección económica y comercial de la Embajada de los Estados Unidos en Beirut. Y Ana, la primera pregunta para la señora Gavito es, ¿ella cree que Israel, Irán, van a respetar el cese al fuego?
Good morning, Ms. Gavito. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. Let's begin by asking you, do you believe at this point that Israel and Iran are going to respect the ceasefire agreement?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. I think it's a good sign that Iran and Israel have agreed, and so far as they've agreed, to a ceasefire agreement. I'm not surprised that there have been violations. If you look at past ceasefires from Israel, whether in Gaza or in Lebanon, there typically are both violations and continued attacks before the ceasefire really takes hold. So I think that it's a good sign that both parties have agreed in principle, but I think it's probably too soon to tell if the actual conflict is over at this point.
Señala que es una buena señal de que hayan acordado un cese al fuego. Sí, se acordó un cese al fuego. No le sorprende las violaciones que hemos visto en las últimas horas, porque pues ya hemos visto que Israel ha hecho estas violaciones en otros ceses al fuego, por ejemplo, en la Franja de Gaza. Es típico y, digamos, normal de que haya este tipo de violaciones antes de que realmente entre en vigencia o se cumpla el cese al fuego, pero es muy pronto para decir si ya es el fin del conflicto.
¿Podríamos pensar que este cese al fuego anunciado por Trump fue una forma del presidente Trump de dejarle claro tanto a Netanyahu como a Irán que hasta aquí se involucran los Estados Unidos en esta guerra y que más allá del bombardeo a las centrifugadoras nucleares, ya él no hará nada más?
Could we interpret that when Donald Trump announces this ceasefire, he's also sending a message to Iran and Israel that this is it, that the U.S. is not going to get involved anymore, that the attacks on the weekend was all of the U.S. involvement they could expect?
So I think that's how I would interpret what President Trump's desire to get a ceasefire at this point means. That being said, I think it's really important to recall that this was not a conflict that the United States and President Trump in particular wanted to be involved in from the beginning. This was an attack that the White House had asked Israel to hold off on. Prime Minister Netanyahu decided to go ahead with that last week, despite the White House's request. And I think along the way, what became evident was that if the goal was to disrupt or dismantle Iran's nuclear program, the only way for that to happen was for there to be an attack on the Fordow facility. And the only mechanism to attack the Fordow facility came through U.S. weapons. And so this was not a conflict from the beginning that President Trump was seeking, but rather one that was the least bad scenario after a calculation that not using U.S. weapons and U.S. B-2 bombers would leave Iran's nuclear facility fully functional. So I suspect that President Trump made a decision early on to move ahead with his attack at Prime Minister Netanyahu's request, but at the end of the day, wanted it to be very discreet, very, very narrow. And yes, at the conclusion of it, wants to be able to walk away and, you know, essentially follow through on what his commitment was in the election, which was no new conflicts, particularly in the Middle East.
¿Cree que sí puede interpretar de esa manera este pedido de cese al fuego que ha hecho Donald Trump en este momento. Nos dice que es importante recordar que este conflicto Estados Unidos no lo pidió, ni Trump quería involucrarse desde el comienzo. Nos dice que incluso el presidente de los Estados Unidos le pidió a Israel posponer un poco este ataque en contra de Irán, y Netanyahu no quiso y quiso seguir adelante con este ataque a pesar del pedido de la Casa Blanca. El objetivo que tenían era desmantelar el programa nuclear iraní, y la única forma de hacerlo era atacar el centro de Fordow para poder de esta manera cumplir con ese objetivo de desmantelar el programa nuclear. Pero Trump no buscaba involucrarse en este conflicto. Él sentía más bien que el escenario menos peor era acabar con esas facilidades o centros nucleares que tenía Irán, luego o tras el ataque que hizo Israel a Irán. Nos dice que Trump tomó la decisión de seguir adelante con este objetivo, pero buscaba tener, digamos, un ataque bastante discreto, bastante preciso. Entonces nos dice que hay que ver ahora que siga adelante después de cumplir este objetivo que era el que buscaba Netanyahu y pues al que se vio obligado a participar Estados Unidos, en este caso Donald Trump, que como sabemos tuvo este compromiso en campaña de no involucrarse en nuevos conflictos, en especial en Medio Oriente.
Hablando precisamente de Netanyahu, ¿ella cree que esto es suficiente para el primer ministro israelí o no? Speaking a bit more about Netanyahu, do you believe that this is enough, that Trump's attack on the weekend is enough, or he was looking for more, or he's still waiting for more?
That's a great question. There's no doubt in my mind that this is not enough for the Israelis. They failed, I think, in the beginning to really define what the objectives of this operation are. Some Israeli politicians, including the prime minister, have talked about dismantling the Iranian nuclear program. That has not been accomplished. We, at this stage, don't know where the existing enriched uranium is, nor do we know how badly the facilities were actually damaged. But increasingly, in recent days, a number of Israeli politicians have begun to talk about regime change. And so without knowing specifically, or without having identified specifically what the objectives for this operation are, I think there's no doubt in my mind that Prime Minister Netanyahu would prefer not only for the conflict to continue, but especially for the U.S. to become more directly involved in this in a way that really brings ongoing change to the Iranian regime. I have to add there, though, that that is an extremely dangerous proposition, and I expect and hope that the United States will resist his efforts in this regard. But I think, you know, this is a conflict that Israel has wanted for two decades, and it's hard for me to imagine that Prime Minister Netanyahu feels satisfied with walking away at this point.
Este es un conflicto que Israel ha querido hacer o adelantar por lo menos en las últimas dos décadas, así que para ella es muy difícil imaginarse que el primer ministro de Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, quiera pues decir que pues hasta aquí llegó y que es suficiente. Dice que para ella no hay duda de que para Israel no es suficiente. Al comienzo pues señalaban que el objetivo de la operación, como nos señalaba en la respuesta anterior, era desmantelar el programa nuclear. Eso pues no sabemos si se ha cumplido, porque no sabemos dónde está el uranio enriquecido y pues tampoco sabemos qué tanto se vieron afectados esos centros nucleares que fueron atacados por parte de Estados Unidos y de Israel. Nos dice que ahora muchos políticos en Israel también están hablando de un cambio de régimen. Entonces, sin identificar cuál es el objetivo real que tiene Israel, pues es muy difícil saber hasta cuándo va esto. No hay duda de que el primer ministro Netanyahu prefiere que Estados Unidos se involucre mucho más, de una forma en que esto lleve a un cambio de régimen en Irán, una, digamos, posición que ella denomina peligrosa, y espera que Estados Unidos se resista a esto de participar mucho más allá de lo que ya hizo.
Ana, yo quisiera preguntarle desde Washington, en menos de una hora hemos leído más de 4 mensajes del presidente Trump, que violaron el cese, que está molesto con Israel, que Israel no va a atacar a Irán. ¿Por qué ese cambio? ¿Cómo lo explicamos? ¿Realmente está el presidente Trump hablando prácticamente solo y teniendo demasiada fe en Benjamín Netanyahu?
You know, in the past hour, President Trump has posted at least 4 comments in his social media, and he's been very direct at Netanyahu that Netanyahu should not, that, well, that Israel should not attack, that the planes are going back. Do you believe that the president has had perhaps too much confidence on Netanyahu and is now pressing him because, you know, this is it, this is on you now?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. You know, I think President Trump is finding out firsthand what presidents have known for 25 years, and that is Prime Minister Netanyahu will fundamentally act in what he views to be his own personal interests and the interests of Israel. And he is very hard to manage. And so I believe that President Trump is discovering that, you know, what he thought would be, again, a very precise, a very discreet series of attacks that would accomplish what the U.S.'s goal is here, that perhaps Prime Minister Netanyahu had different motivations. And certainly among those were bringing U.S. more directly into this conflict. So I suspect that it is, you know, very frustrating for the president to discover that the prime minister is not listening to him. And you rightly point out that these messages over the last hour have been pointed directly at Prime Minister Netanyahu, not at Iran. You know, I think it's important to remember that Iran is not a positive actor here, and has also violated whatever ceasefire was previously agreed to. But in the case of President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, I suspect that the president believed that he had some sort of agreement with the prime minister, and so is angry that he's being made to look foolish.
Well, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show, Ms. Gabito.
Great, thanks so much.
Thank you, bye bye. Bueno, dice que está de acuerdo con esa afirmación. Nos dice que el presidente Donald Trump ha sabido de primera mano, pues, que Netanyahu quiere actuar acá con sus intereses personales, con el interés de Israel, y es una persona bastante difícil de manejar. Nos dice que Donald Trump está descubriendo aquí que, pues, simplemente Netanyahu no va a seguir sus recomendaciones. Trump lo que quería hacer era un ataque bastante preciso, bastante discreto, cumpliendo la meta que tenían los Estados Unidos, que en este caso era desmantelar el programa nuclear iraní, pero pues Netanyahu podría tener otros intereses y eso puede ser frustrante para el presidente de los Estados Unidos porque el primer ministro israelí no lo está escuchando. Por eso los últimos mensajes que hemos visto del presidente Donald Trump van dirigidos a Netanyahu, no a Irán, y hay que aclarar que Irán no es un actor positivo acá en todo este conflicto, también ha violado el cese al fuego, pero en el caso de la relación Israel, Israel-Estados Unidos, específicamente Donald Trump-Netanyahu, pues el presidente de los Estados Unidos pues está teniendo cierta dificultad para que el primer ministro israelí haga lo que él le sugiere y pues está molesto por esa situación.